In this episode, I'm going to show you 10 ways to elevate your outfit. Let's rise.
Rising to be. Rising to be productive. Rising to be organized. Rising to be inspired. Who are you rising to be? New podcast every Tuesday. New videos every Wednesday and Saturday.
In honor of National Outfit of the Day, today's episode is about 10 ways to elevate your outfit. So let's get started. This episode was already posted early and several others are available right now on patreon.com/risingandbe, all for the price of one cup of coffee once a month. Subscribe now for more Rising and Be content. Always dress like you're going to see your worst enemy. Kimora Lee. Are you ready to take control of your day by simply choosing 5 tasks to improve your life for the better and thrive? If so, take the first step towards change by tracking these daily goals in your 5 and Thrive to-do list. These 5 tasks won't have to take a lot of time out of your busy schedule, but they're big enough to make an impact. So grab one of these lists and begin taking life-changing strides towards improving your daily lifestyle and finally complete your to-do list. What 5 goals will you track so that you can thrive every single day? Available now at risingtobe.com. Hello everyone, I'm Christina B. Rising and welcome to the Rising to Be Show, the only place on the internet where I help you rise to be who you want to be, helping you rise to be productive, organized, and inspired so that you can reach your goals. I upload new videos and podcasts every single week, so be sure to subscribe as a riser so that you won't miss anything. Shop for workbooks, printables, and stickers at risingtobe.com during our semi-annual Juneteenth sale. And last but not least, this episode would not be possible without the support of our Rising to Be patrons and channel members. Thank you. Now, let's get into this episode. Tip 1, accessorize accordingly. I like for jewelry to tell a story and to be able to talk about what I'm wearing. That's more important to me than a name, brand, or label, Nikki Reed. Luckily, there are tons of easy ways to add a little flair and personality to your wardrobe. Accessories are the secret to making any outfit look more stylish. If you're a fan of classic outfits, you can definitely add elements of whatever is on trend with accessories. Even a basic t-shirt and a pair of jeans can be made more stylish with the right accessories. Try playing around with hats, scarves, chunky necklaces, or even hair accessories. The next time that you get dressed, you might be surprised by how much you like it. Accessorizing doesn't have to be expensive either. A great place to start is with a good hat or a scarf. You can find both at your local thrift stores or even your own closet if you haven't worn it in years. If you don't have anything that suits your needs already, check out sites like Etsy for some unique pieces that won't break the bank. Jewelry is something that has to do with emotion. That aspect of jewelry really interests me. And Demule Meester. Tip 2, important undergarments. I always feel that if you're gonna be uncomfortable and unhappy in something just because you think it's in or it's chic, I would advise you to be happy rather than well-dressed. It's better to be happy. Iris Apple. Did you know that the clothes on the outside of your body are not the only thing that can make or break your outfit? Your undergarments should complement what you're wearing. That means no visible bra straps or panty lines. And if you can, invest in some shapewear. Nude and black undergarments go with anything and everything. And you can get shapewear that is not going to be super restricting. Below are a few examples that I highly recommend, and they'll be linked down below and my Amazon storefront. Seamless no-show panties. These panties are perfect for when you want to wear a short skirt or dress, but you don't want your underwear showing. You can also wear them with jeans or shorts. Tummy control shapewear. If you're looking for something tight-fitting to help smooth out any extra skin around your midsection, nude and black t-shirt bras. This is a great option when you want a seamless look under your t-shirt without having to worry about it being see-through. It will also give your breasts a lift while keeping them firmly in place. I've always believed that fashion was not only to make women more beautiful, but also to reassure them, give them confidence. YSL. Tip 3, shop and dress in monochrome. Trends come and go and style evolves. It's important to have pieces of jewelry that are timeless and look chic despite ever-changing fashions. Karen Elson. Dressing in monochrome is a really easy way to look chic and put together. It instantly makes you look like $1 million and is super easy to achieve. What is monochrome, you ask? It's basically just wearing one color from head to toe. So if your top is black and your bottoms are black and your outerwear is also black, then guess what? You're wearing monochrome. A lot of people think that this style isn't for them because they don't have the right clothes or maybe they don't own anything in black. But there are so many other options besides just wearing all black. You can mix in some neutrals like gray or brown, or even go with something bright like a white or a red if you want to stand out a bit more. The possibilities are endless. Monochrome looks great on absolutely everyone. It's neutral enough that it will work with any skin tone or body type, but still gives off an air of sophistication that's perfect for work or evening events. And best of all, it makes you feel amazing. Fashion is the armor to survive the reality of everyday life, Bill Cunningham. Tip 4, basic staples. It pains me physically to see a woman victimized, rendered pathetic by fashion. Yves Saint Laurent. If you're starting to feel overwhelmed by all of the clothes in your closet, don't worry. It's completely normal. The key here is to invest in good quality basics, and then you can build on those pieces with more trendy items. When you do this, you'll have a great foundation for your wardrobe that will last for years and years. My favorite basic items are a good pair of dark wash jeans, a blazer which you can dress up or down, high quality t-shirts, colors like black, white, and of course gray that can go with literally everything in your closet, dressy flats or pumps if you're comfortable with those. I really like the ones from Rothy's, not sponsored yet, of course, but I would definitely like to speak that into existence. Fashion is not necessarily about labels. It's not about brands. It's about something else that comes from within you. Ralph Lauren. Tip 5, stick to the classics. Clothes mean nothing until someone lives in them. Marc Jacobs. If you're trying to figure out how to build a wardrobe that's both classic and trendy, then look no further than the classics. Classic looks will never go out of style. Little black dresses, dark wash jeans, simple blazers, pencil skirts, plain t-shirts, wrap dresses, and pumps are always going to be in fashion because of how classic they are. Plus, they are very easy to accessorize with trendier pieces. You can pair any of these items with a bold statement necklace or a dainty bracelet and instantly bring your outfit up to date. And if you're looking for more ideas on how to mix and match classic pieces with trendy ones, check out Pinterest for more trendy fashion tips and tricks. You don't have to be a fashionista to look great. There are certain items in your closet that will never go out of style, and these are the items you should focus on building your wardrobe around. Girls do not dress for boys. They dress for themselves and, of course, each other. If girls dress for boys, they just walk around naked at all times. Betsy Johnson. Tip 6, steam or press your looks. I think there is beauty in everything. What normal people would perceive as ugly, I can usually see some beauty in it. Alexander McQueen. If you love to look effortlessly put together and like you have a wardrobe that's always ready to go, then you need to start steaming your clothes. It's true that nobody likes ironing, but it can be a real lifesaver when it comes to looking polished and professional. For example, if you have a job interview coming up or a big meeting at work, wearing pressed or steamed clothes can take your look from messy to fabulous in a matter of minutes. Sure, it's annoying and nobody wants to do it, but it makes the world of a difference. If you hate ironing like most people do or simply don't know how like me, invest in a hand steamer instead. Or for the ultimate hack, spray a wrinkle release spray on your clothing and watch the magic happen. This will ensure that your clothing is always crisp before you put it on and head out the door. Clothes are like a good meal, a good movie, great pieces of music, Michael Kors. Tip 7, return ready. The joy of dressing is an art, John Galliano. Be sure to check out the return policy at the store before you buy anything. Most stores are pretty flexible about returns if something doesn't fit right or if something happens to go wrong with it after the purchase, but some stores may not be as accommodating as others. It's always better to be safe than sorry when it comes to returns. Don't be into trends. Don't make fashion own you, but you decide what you are, what you want to express by the way you dress and the way you live. Gianni Versace. Tip 8, tailor-made. I think part of the beauty of our relationship with jewelry is that it can change and evolve as we do ourselves. Erica Christensen. One of the best ways to make sure you look your best at all times is to have a good tailor. Like when you find an amazing deal on an article of clothing, only to find out that it's too big on you. It can be a bit devastating, but if you have a good tailor, they can fix all of those issues for you and make sure that everything fits perfectly. They know exactly how to take in pants or lengthen dresses, and they can even hem shirts and pants, so they're just right for your height and body type. You might think that this is an extra expense, but when it comes down to it, a good tailor will save you money in the long run because they will be able to repair clothes that fit incorrectly and, of course, keep them looking great. Buy less, choose well, and do it yourself. Vivian Westwood. Tip 9, camis over tank tops. One is never overdressed or underdressed with a little black dress. Karl Lagerfeld. When I first made the switch from basic tanks to camisoles, I was a bit skeptical, but let me tell you, once you go camisole, you never go back. I love the way a lacy cami looks so much more than a plain tank top, and I'm constantly wearing them under low-cut tops or with blazers or cardigans. It's such a great way to add a little bit of style to any outfit without being too dramatic. Personally, I wear black, white, and nude camisoles that I wear all of the time, and they're super versatile. They can be worn with jeans and sneakers, or even dressed up with heels for an evening out on the town. Some camisoles can be a bit pricey, but they're definitely worth it. But I'll be sure to leave one down below that won't break the bank, which will all be linked down below in the show notes. The most important thing to remember is that you can wear all of the greatest clothes and all of the greatest shoes, but you've got to have a good spirit on the inside. That's what really is going to make you look like you're ready to rock the world, Alicia Keys. Never run out of business cards again with a Popple digital business card that instantly connects us with others, allowing for more connections, more leads, more sales, and sharing your social channels with others. And instantly share your contact info with your clients. Share your info with a tap or a scan by networking with Popple's cards, keychains, bracelets, and even add a bit of personality with your own logo. Use the link in the description to save 20% on your order, compatible with Apple and Android devices. A Rising to Be partner. Tip 10, pointed shoes. I don't consider my own clothing to be outrageous. The truth is that people just don't have the same references that I do. To me, it's very beautiful and it's art. And to them, it's outrageous and crazy. Lady Gaga. Pointy shoes are the ultimate secret to looking taller. Taller shoes are a great way to elongate your body no matter what your height is. If you're looking to elongate your frame, try pointy shoes. Pointy shoes can make it look like your legs are longer than they actually are. And no, they don't just have to be pointy heels. Flats that are pointed work just as well at elongating your body. The key is to find a pair of shoes that makes your foot look larger than it actually is. This will give the appearance of longer legs, which will help you appear taller. If you're wearing pants or a skirt with pleats or ruffles at the bottom, don't worry about pairing them with pointy shoes. They'll still work. If you're looking for a way to lengthen your look, try wearing pointy shoes. I make a lot of money and I'm worth every cent, Naomi Campbell. So don't be scared to buy pieces that cost a little bit more. You're worth it. Today's comment of the day goes to Nora Pearson. I needed this advice, and she's referring to my episode that I'll link down below. Thanks so much for your comment, Nora Pearson. And our bonus tip, wear high and low pieces. Fashion is very important. It is enhancing, and like everything, that gives pleasure. It is worth doing well. Vivian Westwood. When putting an outfit together, it's easy to go with the same brands and price points over and over again. It's more interesting and much easier on the budget to mix high and low. The key is to add some luxury to your look, but not so much that it looks like you're trying too hard. One tip I've read is to add one luxury item to your outfit. This elevates the whole look, keeping your audience guessing. If you choose wisely, no one will know which pieces are high-end and which are less expensive. As an example, I wear jeans almost every day, so I invest in premium denim. Then I often pair my pricey denim jeans with less expensive tops from stores like Loft and Old Navy. And of course, wear mid-range fashion jewelry from brands like Lucky Brand and Kendra Scott. Fashion should be a form of escapism, not a form of imprisonment. Alexander McQueen. Share this awesome episode with someone you know who needs it to help them rise to be who they want to be. And don't forget to like and subscribe. I hate for you to miss the next episode. Now let's get into our recap. So let's do a recap just in case you missed a tip. Tip 1, accessorize accordingly. Tip 2, important undergarments. Tip 3, shop and dress in monochrome. Tip 4, basic staples. Tip 5, stick to the classics. Tip 6, steam or press your looks. Tip 7, return ready. Tip 8, tailor-made. Tip 9, camis over tank tops. And tip 10, pointed shoes. And of course, our bonus tip, wear high and low pieces. Tune in next week for the first episode of our Back to School series, and now I just want to take a moment to thank our patrons and channel members. This episode would not be possible without your support. Thank you. Watch next week's episode early by joining my Patreon for exclusive content at patreon.com/risingtobe. Thank you so much for stopping by. I truly appreciate it. Let me know down below in the comments or your podcast review which tip you'll be using, and keep rising to be who you want to be. Bye, risers!